If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Okay. And then, like, when we come back from, it's a short intro song someone sent in. I'll just say, hey, while we're going to go on the radio, I'll play a song.
Okay.
And then we'll do the intro. All right. Ready?
Undiscovered, unfamiliar, you can have it all with Jonah Radio. I really think you'll like this, and I think you should hear it. It's Jonah Radio. Dio can make it. Jonah Radio. It's Jonah Radio.
For tuning in to Jonah Ray, Dio can't make it. We have lots of fun people hanging out on the show today, but we're going to start off with a song from a band that just sent their shit in. They're from San Francisco. Please, everybody, welcome Culture Abuse. Culture Abuse from the EP The Daydreams of Nothing. This is Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he is off with Neil being sober like a fucking condescending prick. Our producer is Cash Hartzell. Cash, what are you drinking?
Heal the Bay IPA from our friends at Golden Road.
Ooh, up the road to Golden Road. Right up there. You can smell it from here.
You can.
Neil Mahoney. How you doing?
I'm great.
Razor, you're doing a Rollins?
Yeah.
Holding the mic like a Rollins.
Well, no fist
crap. I guess that's it. I guess I had Danzig in mind, but I guess no.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lemmy.
Yeah, a little bit of a Mike Patton situation, perhaps.
Mike Patton did that. Freddie Mercury, if you had a stand on it.
Yeah, like the half stand that Axl Rose ripped off towards the end. But his was like a number four. It had like a weird, it was like a broken crutch.
I think the guys in Mini Kiss do that too.
Oh, do they?
But only out of necessity. My brother Adam is here. Adam, how's it going?
Good.
What's new? What's exciting in your life right now?
Nothing.
Okay. Anything you can report that just might seem interesting? Any, because people, you know, girls listen to this, Adam.
I know.
Hot on the fire.
Yes.
Our guest today is a many varied group. from Greg fucking Heller night, we got Greg Heller.
Hello, woo! Jonah. I'm very happy to be here.
Early guest. Maybe the second guest?
I thought I was the second guest.
No, you were the first guest, and then we threw that one away.
Oh, 2014, we're starting off with a little bit of a clue into the mystery of the first episode.
The discarded episode, I was second guest.
Yeah, so you were technically the first guest, you were the second guest, but we threw out the first episode because it was god-awful.
Yeah.
Must have been another one of Neil's sober 90s bits.
Nobody wants to open for me.
Yeah. Also, a dear old friend of mine who I've known since I moved out to Los Angeles, who I'm sure we can get into some really embarrassing stories about either of us. Please, everybody, from Woe Hunks, the now defunct Woe Hunks, please, everybody, welcome Catherine Peterson.
Yay!
Yay! Also, my love, my life partner.
Oh, if you said lover, I was going
to
go
ape shit. Are you going back to Greg? Yeah. She is currently working on Cosmos, the new Fox show.
Yeah.
And she has a short over at Nickelodeon that has the voice talents of Ashley Johnson, who you might remember as the redhead child from Growing Pains, and Steve Little from Eastbound and Down.
Oh.
Everybody, Deanna Rooney.
Yay!
Hello, everyone.
She was a late addition.
She's a late addition.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's kind of like Amir.
The Poochie.
Yeah. She went from infancy to like 7 in 1 year, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was, she was
walking,
like Jack.
Talking,
that's where they got the
assassin?
Idea for Jack.
Jack?
Robin Williams movie, Jack.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Right. Real ages real fast, Jack.
Progeria.
I think that it's
debilitating.
From like hormones and milk.
That's what and hormones and milk. I heard an NPR article.
Washed apples.
Oh, NPR, you are living in San Francisco. And also another returning guest is our good old buddy, master of wolf drawings, Mike Henry. Mike Henry, say hello. Mike Henry writes a lot of the music news articles. Greg used to. But then each one was becoming more and more of a novel or a Third Reich styled rant.
Usually too good. Gets, he's saying too good.
Yes, yes. Stuff. So that's everyone in the room. Catherine, you grew up in the South Bay.
I did.
Yeah, and you went to Neil. It really is hard to have a normal conversation.
Okay.
His arm is not getting tired at all.
I think you were going to say I went to Alta Vista Elementary School.
Yes, I was. I'm glad you brought that up.
With a Wildcat.
Yes. But
I
you
had Mrs. Butler in first grade.
Oh, okay, there it is. See, yeah.
Hey, I did now second grade.
Right.
Different country, different Butler.
Yeah.
Different country.
I didn't have a Butler.
You had Lee Daniels the Butler.
Yeah.
When you were in second grade.
You have a butler? No, I have a Lee Daniels the butler. It's it's really expensive. You grew up going to punk shows in the South Bay, right?
Yeah, very true.
What were some of the bands that were around when you were coming up there?
Some kind of not so cool ones in the South Bay, like 10-foot pole and
Smash
Mouth. Of, like Voodoo Glow Skulls action.
Yeah. What'd you say, Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth.
You heard what the question was, right?
What?
Get off that microphone. No. It's not chocolate. You just
can't hear me from back here.
You can't?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because
it's the nicest looking mic.
It is
in the room.
It is,
and you have to get on top of it.
By the way, I was told to say thank you to Zach McKeever for letting us use that.
Oh, the shitty microphone that makes me make fun of Cash and everyone's feelings are hurt.
That very microphone.
All right, Smash Mouth. We're talking about punk bands coming up from the South Bay.
Did you go to the what was the place down there? The Sanford Community Center. Is that what the place was called? Where the Donnas used to play and all them. Yes,
that's Donnas are from.
I think you're talking about South Bay, like as in the south part of the North Bay.
We're talking about the South Bay in Los Angeles.
Oh, Redondo Beach.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like we're talking about a thing.
That's not the South Bay.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me? One of the biggest suburbs.
Yeah.
It's called the South Bay.
Yeah, it is called the South Bay.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mimosa, Manhattan. El Segundo,
Torrance, Lomita.
I have always heard them called
enjoy it.
Communities.
For the rest of the show, name the bay you're talking about.
It's time to play Name That Bay. Neil.
No, it's not.
I'm from West Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island.
Yeah. See, that's a different bay.
Yep.
Where is that, near Lomita?
Yeah, the Donnas used to play there in Lomita.
So 10-foot pole, a lot of like the Fat Record style pop punk bands.
Totally. And then Voodoo also Ghost FYP, which kind of brought us together.
FYP, yes. When I was living down in San Pedro, you were hanging out there.
Yeah.
What was that city, how's that pronounced? San Pedro.
I thought it was pronounced a different way.
What did you think it was?
It's your 10-year-old joke I'm trying to say.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Neil. Deep cut. The joke I did at one open mic with Neil.
Yeah.
I didn't
it's
joke.
One of three say jokes
it,
you
it,
don't
say
do.
It, say it, say it, say it, say it. Say it, say it, say it.
Yeah.
Neil, tee him up again. Say it.
Tee up, it was pronounced decade ago, Jonah.
No, it doesn't work like that. The joke was... I live in San Pedro. Is what I found. It's actually pronounced San Pedro. That was the joke. Thanks a lot, Neil, for bringing that up and then insulting my writing speed as a comic. Neil had some of the worst stand up I'd ever seen in the open mic scene. Well, he had this whole like rant about how a new blue Volkswagen Bug looked like a nipple.
No, I thought it was the mini.
It was the tit. It was like you said, it looked like a tit.
Smurf tit.
Yeah.
No, I think that was you thought of that afterwards.
No, why did you call it? Why did you out of the blue choose blue Volkswagen?
I don't remember Smurf in the thing, in the bit.
I remember his Cooper Regular. Right?
Cooper Regular, which now they kind of make. Now they kind of make a Cooper Regular.
Yeah.
See what happens when you're sober? You just tear this entire fucking podcast apart.
Doing my best.
Let's keep doing bad jokes.
Do you want to know Jules?
But Catherine went to Loyola Marymount and had a show on KXLU, which was a very very well-respected.
Avant-garde.
A lot of noise.
Hey, can I jump? Catherine, can you do an imitation of an apathetic KXLU disc jockey announcing records, please?
Yes, but I have to preface that it's not an imitation because it was a reality.
Okay. Complete absence of emotion is required, please.
Also, just confounded by the like really archaic systems that you had to use in order to play records.
So tell us what you just played.
Hold on. I'll play out of something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have them slow it down.
It can't be anything we've heard of.
Banana B-side.
It's like playing.
That was Melt Banana. I can't find the case, but anyway.
And then you hear just the
88.9 FM. Today joining me, Jonah.
Hey everyone, I'm real talkative. I really want to get my name out there. I am 20 years old. I work at a record store nearby. Oh, am I talking too much, Catherine? Catherine's giving me the cut it out sign.
What's funny is I think that you and I were maybe the first people to ever try comedy on KXLU, and it was amazing and really successful.
Yes, from that coveted.
I remember it was on from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
2 a.m. to 6 a.m. coveted slot. Yeah, Thursdays.
Yeah.
We the show that was in there before us was the Byron Blues Hotel.
Blues.
Chris Checkman, and a friend of the show, Ian McKinnon, who is like now, like he lives up in Seattle. He's like, I stay in contact with that guy. He's a really awesome dude. Friend of the show.
Didn't know that.
He's the one that got me that sweet Sub Pop tour when I was up in Seattle last time, where I saw Mark Arm with the hand truck loading up boxes. And it was like the coolest and the saddest and the awesomest thing I've ever seen. Where I was like, yeah, that's what would happen to guys from Mudhoney. Mudhoney. I'm sure like not every guy in, you know, I'm sure the original drummer of Pavement also packs boxes somewhere.
I'm sure they still do, but KXO, you used to have a number you could call to ask what song was playing.
I almost remember it.
And we used to call it all the time because you would call it and they'd be like, that was a trailer day. Thanks for calling. Like the most apathetic, dry people would answer the phone. We'd call repeatedly just to ask what song was playing. Even if we knew.
Do you guys have to do like the community announcements? I know the student station in Santa Cruz, like it was always like they'd come out of a commercial break and then it'd be like, free STD screening for migrant workers this Tuesday on campus.
It was actually like pretty progressive, and we would do a concert calendar that was like, the smell was like the biggest.
The smell just started around that time.
That we would ever like list on there, and everything else was like in a strip mall and was like also like church sometimes. Like it was just weird.
It seemed to live outside of the actual. You know,
well, and it is amazing because it's still on the air, and it's like this weird loophole that still allows it to be on the air.
Yes, they haven't shut down that college radio station yet, no matter how much that nasty old landlord.
It's a great
radio station.
Yeah, it's really, really good. There's a new one. There's a one that I'm actually kind of liking better these days.
I like the Northridge one, right?
Yeah. No, it's the one in Cal State Northridge.
Yeah, they're it's weird. They hired a bunch of DJs that are all like ex-DJs from other places.
Well, it's
Rick Dees is doing it, I think.
Mark Shovel, Mr. Shovel from the...
Jed the Fish has a show on there.
Really?
Fisher. Oh,
I was going to say that as a joke.
No, Jed the Fish has a show on there. And,
Jed the Fish.
The guy that used to do Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW.
Oh, that's right. He does
Nick
the morning
Hockle.
Show.
Nick Hockle.
Which is so fucking serious. Great because he can play this, like, the weird, like, I think I heard ELO today. Like, they would never let him play ELO on KCRW. It would have to be an indie rock cover of ELO.
But they also, like, here's the thing about that station. They also play a lot of Jack Johnson. And I get it. It's a college. No.
Northridge.
No, the new one. The Northridge one.
I think it's 88.5 or no, that's KXLU, right?
88.9.
88.9.
No, 88.9 is KPCC. I'm sorry. I don't want to know any
89.3. Anybody
89.3.
The Southland is not a joke.
Go to iHeartRadio.com and find out all of these stations. We're going to take a break with a song from Catherine's old band called Woe Hunks. Dirty Preston Olsen just sent us this track. It's called Lemonade Year. And
is that about pee?
Enjoy it. We'll be right back. Chipmunks, now defunct. Now defunct. That would be a good name for a band. Now defunct. Nope. All right, cool.
From
my favorite thing is how everyone just kind of fucking wants to halt at any moment on this podcast. No one wants to just roll along and just continue on.
My God, worse reaction than mine.
Yeah,
somehow.
You're right. Good point. What was the years that, or it was just pretty much a year, right, when you guys were doing that?
It was like two or three, maybe. But I was just saying while that was playing that I was like a late in life punk. Where
yeah.
I was like, listened to music and went to shows and did all that stuff when I was young. And then weirdly, my friend Preston and Matza and I, just one day, I would like literally sing into a hairbrush and jump around on the bed while they would just like bang on instruments. And none of us knew how to play or do anything. So it was really like we were 15, but we were really like 29.
Yes. Yeah. But it was really cool because you guys like ended up getting like traction in the LA scene and we're playing The Smell a lot.
You know, I have to say it's like, without getting like too esoteric, it definitely was largely just because we knew a lot of people that played in bands, which is shitty to say, but definitely true. And
it's all politics.
It is. And Sean Harmar.
Yeah, yeah.
Invited us to go on tour with him, and we played with him at somewhere in Minneapolis that I'll think of. First Ave.
Oh, wow.
Whoa,
that's
what?
A big van.
Yeah. What?
Big van.
Big van.
Storied venue.
Second show opened up for him there.
Jesus.
And it was sold out. It was like crazy. And people were like asking for autographs and stuff. And we were like, what? We are really bad at this. Why do you want to talk to us? So obviously, like, you know, having kind friends that are talented was really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, you guys were playing with the.
Get some of those.
And you guys were playing with the No Age and Mika Miko. And what were some of the other bands that were around that time?
Well, Mika Miko had,
Dumb Girls.
Kind of, was sort of phased out at that point. And then they were doing Bleach.
Maishi.
The Maishi.
Maishi? Is it May?
Yeah.
All right. I've been saying that wrong for a decade.
Wow.
Maishi.
We went on a tour with this band called the Cowabunga Bays, which was like the most fun thing. Have you heard of this band?
I've heard of them, yeah.
They're from Austin, Texas, and it was Will Hunks and the Cowabunga Babes, and it was like the most fun thing, and it was just a mess and very much like reliving our youth, and it was great.
As adults. That's the thing about doing that stuff is that if you have the opportunity to relive your youth as an adult, I say go for it.
Do it as much as you can.
Because then you can do it right, and you can, you know,
safely,
yeah,
wear a seatbelt.
You can afford drinks.
Get enough sleep at night.
Do you remember?
I'm not going to play by your rules, Principal Hoffman. Oh, you died. Tell.
Was that?
Can I have a real beer, please?
Oh yeah. Mike Henry is doing Sober January.
Yes. Oh yeah.
It's killing me.
Here's an update. Since the last podcast, I went to Denver and had I breathed in some vodka, and because of the altitude, I got wasted, and then just continued to do more booze, and it was
doing the booze.
It was
huh?
doing the booze, and it was so liberating, and it was at the same time because D was also trying to do a Sober January along with me in solidarity, as we try to do, and or as she does with me, I rarely go the other way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I give her all the vocal support I can, but you ended up drinking that same night too.
Oh yeah, like pretty much.
That's Neil's commentary, by the way. Does nothing. That's no place on the listener's ideals on what has happened.
So now, but let's explain. Keep going. Is that while you may have fallen off the wagon, somebody who took it upon themselves to not fall off the wagon has continued to not fall off the wagon.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Same time we can embrace the fact that two loving souls in different cities at the same time realize that we both really enjoy fun.
Yeah,
and
we
that
do
should
like
be wow.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That
Neil.
Is romantic.
It's you're really missing out on just the easiest fun there is imaginable. And now Mike's doing it because, you know, he's older, he probably should, but you are in the prime of your late 30s and you really need to just enjoy yourself, I think. That's because I said your name and talked about you and looked at you.
I was paying attention to soundboard clips.
I'm just trying to get healthy because I'm thinking about becoming a punk.
Mike, how many days sober are you?
Whatever today is.
Wait, what?
Monday.
It's the 13th.
13.
Yeah. What's that? Have you ever been sober for 13 days?
Of course,
since you were a baby. Or yeah. When you were an adult.
In utero, of course.
I don't know. I met your mom.
No, I think I did it last year sometime. I went a couple weeks. That's 14 days.
Yay!
Traditionally, it is.
I just counted, yeah.
Gregorian calendar, so.
I don't know. I don't feel like the only thing that makes me want to stop drinking is the weight gain and the vanity of weight gain. There's never been a time in my life where I've woken up in the morning and gone like, oh, I really got to get this together. I got to quit. I've never had that moment.
Are you fucking kidding? I literally had that moment 500 times.
Really?
Yes.
But you drink Tecates. What's the worst that could happen to you?
I drink Tecates when I'm here, but at the house it gets a little darker.
Well, like
somebody
Negro Modelo?
Negro Modelo. I have just woken up many mornings and thought about doing something different until about 3. And then at 3 I think about doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get pretty dark here if you guys want to. I fucking need help.
Well, why don't you do what Neil does and just be an asshole to your friends? It seems to be a good substitute.
It's been keeping him off the juice.
Does that work, Neil?
Yeah,
it does.
Now, do you know, Neil? Smugness. Do you know what we were talking about right before while you were searching for that song?
Yeah, that he should do what I do is be an asshole.
No. That you had already found the song.
Okay.
When the whole time you were looking for that song, do you remember what we were talking about?
Yeah, he was talking about how dark it gets at home, and that's why.
No, that was before.
Okay.
Right in the middle there.
I guess not. What's your point?
I tried to make a joke about when my principal died, and I couldn't say the word 12.
I remember that part.
And then I mispronounced Meishi.
Mashy.
I'm still thinking about that.
Was it Mashy?
I thought there was a thing on here that said,
"This is Lemonade Year by Wohuck."
Meishi, if you're listening to this. Meishi, I liked a lot of your songs, especially later when they became pop songs. I'd run to your grave.
I like that last album. It was great. Neil, turn this song off. yeah, that the Meishi, that last album, even though it was incredibly Christian, is the best thing they ever put out.
Agreed.
Did you know them?
No, I don't know them.
I want to know if that's... Because from what I heard is that they got a Christian singer... And he was just really good, so they let him sing whatever he wanted to sing about.
Do you know that band Family?
No.
That also did the same thing, and I was like, I love this. And then I like took a look at the sleeve, and I was like, oh, man, I can't relate to you at all. Like, this sucks now, kind of, which makes me, like, weirdly, is that a racist thing? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Are they black?
Are they of a race?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Christians are. So, I mean, that's probably very NPC, but I can't relate. I was like, no, this is not my people. I don't know what this is.
What about like the thermals? You know, the thermals, all they talk about are, but those are just stories, right?
They're like anti-religious. The thermals are anti-religious.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of their songs are just.
They seem pretty religious. I mean, maybe I'm just not that invested in religion where I could see the nuance.
Well,
but.
Noah's Ark.
They do a lot of songs about the Bible, but I always felt like their songs were kind of vitriolic.
Whoa, that's Greg Heller, a music journalist from San Francisco.
Thank you so much.
Pronouncing something right.
Oh.
But didn't the Mountain Goats, didn't they do a whole, like what, I didn't buy it, but their last album was all about the Bible.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of cool fake stories.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you can't argue with the fact that they're stories that have stuck with humanity for a long time.
That's true.
And if you ever want to write a good story, you just got to go pick one of the old ones and redo it. Like you think so?
So any story could be just like you're stuck on an ending and you just make the guy die and come back 3 days later.
Oh, I'm not saying that particular story. Okay.
Yeah, maybe a bunch of fish show up. Didn't they do that in Big Fish?
We're going to take a break with the song. This is a band called Yule Cat. Band's called Yule Cat. The song's called The Waterline. Yeah!
party track.
That was the water line. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry for the bummer track there. These are the tags from this band's Bandcamp page. Fargo, Indy, Minneapolis, Minnesota, North Dakota, Rock Experimental Rock, Indie Rock, North Dakota.
Any other cities mentioned?
that Minneapolis is a destination, my friend. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
No, I didn't say I liked it or not. I've been there. I've mostly flown over it.
Yes. So you consider it.
Where are you going?
Not flyover city.
Okay.
Like Ottawa or something that you fly over that part?
No, when you go to Boston, sometimes they curl up over Canada.
Top five favorite air routes. Everyone, go.
What were we talking about that was interesting before, during the song that someone we were talking
that
about?
That dude won a Golden Globe.
Oh, yeah. So if you watched the Golden Globes last Sunday, Alex Ebert, get your phone away from the all the equipment that picks up those signals, Cash. Alex Ebert from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
I'm a Robot.
And I'm a Robot. won, he won a Golden Globe for best score for the movie Mandela.
You keep saying Golden Globe.
Well, how?
Because
it was a Golden Globe.
I know, but you keep putting the emphasis on the wrong
syllable. Yeah. I don't know. It's fun. It's kind of like saying mashy for a fucking.
You said that weird.
Whatever. Listen, I did it for a decade. So who won a Golden Globe?
Alex Ebert. So that's. It was just weirded me out that the guy from I'm a Robot who's saying. Black ex-girlfriends, black Jettas, or
yeah, that's the one.
Hot girls, black Jettas.
Ex-girlfriends. That
song. I'm a Robot was also.
Preston and I had like so many good fun stories about his weird house. He rented like a house that used to belong to Frank Zappa or something, and there was parties up there. Did you ever go to parties up there?
No, it wasn't Frank Zappa.
Someone. I think it was Frank Zappa and Charlie.
Was
Chaplin.
It Captain Beefheart?
No. Frank Zappa still Zappa's family still live in the Zappa house.
Cielo?
You're thinking of the Houdini house that they rented for a while. And
Houdini owned like every other house.
Yeah, but Hollywood. it wasn't them. It was the Maroon 5 guys. You're thinking of that one on Laurel Canyon.
And that became
there
ADHD.
Was a lot of levels.
Did it?
Yeah.
On Laurel Canyon?
Oh, wait, no. Maroon 5 had another house in Los Feliz that became ADHD.
No. That was just one of the guys from Maroon 5 had a house. Sorry. This is like they all were there. It was Rick Rubin had a studio there at this house. And I saw Jeremy Piven there. He thought I was hitting on a girl.
I heard it was Jeremy Piven's house.
Did you interact with Jeremy Piven?
I did.
Is he just a fucking dickbag?
The fucking worst dude. The worst
He's
dude.
He's a huge dick. Jeremy Piven, I hope you're listening. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was a.
Come on. I mean, he's coming from a weird place. His family has a teaching school in the north suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah, that sounds like it would make you the most grounded person I've ever met.
I kind of agree. It seems like that would make you better.
Right? No.
Didn't he quit a play because he had mercury poisoning?
Too much tuna.
No. Yeah, he did. Well, that's the reason he gave, but also I think he was really bad in it.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're at this party, you're hanging out with Jeremy Piven, and then
no, I'm not. I'm at a snack table. There's snacks at this party, and then there's this girl I kind of. What?
A little snack table?
It was
a little snack table.
Cash is doing
cocaine.
Little
snack table.
Yeah, Cash gets a runny nose when he talks about snacks. And then
there's a lot of parties where there's just tons of coke laid out on tables because he's that fancy.
I'm that fancy. No, I haven't been to too many parties like that, and you've been to a bunch of them too. No, I was at a snack table.
I've been to
a
significant amount.
Yeah, and you've been there too. So I can't. You can't distance yourself from that shit.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
You're at a snack table with Ari Gold. What happens?
I know. If you motherfuckers don't. It's not Mad Libs. I'm not just gonna say certain words. I was at a snack table at a party, and there's this girl I kind of knew, and I was like, "Oh, hey, how's it going? How are those sandwiches?" And then. Jeremy Piven sees me talking to this girl, runs up in between us, nudges me away with his elbow. He's like, "What's up, babe?" Makes out with her, and he's like, "What's up with you?" And I was like, "Oh, hey, I'm Jonah." He's like, "Nice, nice, nice. When we get, let's get out of here." And then
keep away from the fucking sandwich.
And then they just walk. And then he walked her away like 5 feet, and then just I heard him start to tell her about how I was creeping on her. And he's like, "I think he just was asking me about the sandwich. I kind of know the guy." He's like, "Well, he's a fucking dork. Let's go."
I'm like, this party's done.
Are
and then
you
they
serious?
Left.
That really happened?
That really happened.
War against did Jeremy
you,
Piven.
Did you ever find out about the sandwich?
Yeah, I had fucking like three of them. It was oh, really? It was
wait,
great.
Wait a second. Were you talking about actual what? Sandwiches?
Wait, you, what? All right.
You were talking about actual sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like talking about her crotch.
What?
You're like, hey, how's those sandwiches?
Your mom listens to this.
The old you wanted vagina vote- as sandwiches euphemism.
You wanted my undivided attention. Now you've got it.
I don't think
the listeners at home know how much a chess game it is between Neil and Jonah. It's every week.
Ever since I got promoted to co-host, it's been pretty good.
Oh my God.
The circling of the foot and the relaxed stance.
This is my year.
Oh, you look right now.
He looks like he's really petting ridiculous. A white cat in the middle of a villain's lair.
Some other villain.
Some other villain, yeah. He does a timeshare with this.
I'm house sitting. I'm taking care of the cat.
Taking care of Goebbels' cat.
Yeah. Oh. Goebbels? Who's the villain named Goebbels?
Joseph Goebbels.
No. That's a
the
real
World
guy.
War II guy?
What?
I would consider him villainous.
He's a Nazi.
Listen, I used a real guy.
He did use a real...
Wait.
I think Goldfinger might have worked better there, but he is a real bad guy.
Remember Goebbels and Oddjob?
Did Mengele have three nipples?
Man with the golden gun reference. Oh.
That's just sense memory.
Oh my God.
I didn't even need to see the labels.
Oh.
That was an airmail. You see that? Skyhook. I can't see that for her. Don't flatter me. You're an old man.
Let's take a break with a song. We'll get back with some music news. Neil, let Adam know which one to press. Unless you want to impress us again with some fucking crazy shit. Some crazy, crazy. Oh, you know what? I just heard this song today. And this band's called Perfect Pussy. It's a fucking great track.
Oh, yeah, good band. This is a good band.
Yeah.
Filth.
Good band.
Filth.
Everyone having fun? Everyone having fun? Fake
fun.
Energy becomes real energy.
Hooray!
Oh, Jen,
remember that?
Hey.
Oh, fake energy.
Hey, just
energy.
Call me Jimmy someone.
Jimmy someone.
You still got it, Jimmy.
I know.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know that I want to thank Audible for its support of Jonah Radio.
No.
Audible really? Is the leading provider of downloadable audiobooks, and we have a special offer exclusively for our listeners coming up. Now, Audible offers 150,000 books covering virtually every genre. If you want to listen to a book, Audible has it. Listen to audiobooks anytime, anywhere, including iPhones, iPads, Macs, PCs, Kindles, and so on. Those aren't locations, by the way.
Yeah, that was confusing sentence structure.
It really was. Yeah! But here's the best part. Here is the best part. Audible is offering Jonah Radio listeners a free audiobook along with a 30-day trial. Go to audiblepodcast.com, audiblepodcast.com/Jonah to take advantage of this special offer. By doing so, you not only get the chance to check out a great service, you support our show as well. And we all really want you to do that.
We do.
Adam has no money. No, we need to get money in Adam's pocket. Audible.com is the way to do that. Audible.com/Jonah. Take advantage of it. And there's lots of good books on Audible.com. I listen to probably one of my most listened to things ever is the audio version of Steve Martin's book, Born Standing Up.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's great. It's not too long. I've listened to it back to front many, many times. And Greg, you said there was another one that you just heard.
Waxed Up Hair and Pointy Shoes, the Replacements book.
Don't act like you already haven't read and listened
read
to that
it probably
book.
Probably 18 times.
You and can get The Elements of Style by Strunk and White and fix that second sentence.
Yeah! I hope that's on there.
That would
I
be kind of fun to listen to. It.
Yeah. Any
it's
audiobooks?
Called the Oxford
you guys
comma.
Listen to audiobooks like a disgusting fiend, but they're all real stinky.
That doesn't make you disgusting. That makes you really cool.
Right.
Audible.com.
I'm an Audible subscriber, no joke. And I do listen to audiobooks all the time, but they are so stinky and bad, so I don't really want to.
What do you got? Come on.
What do you got?
I listen to Erica the Da Vinci Code on Audible.com.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is the code?
I don't remember. It's like 7-9. You have to look it up.
Have you guys ever listened to Da Vinci Code? It's a absurdist.
Is that a lesser band?
And if I knew more about the Dada art movement, I would be able to fucking nail that joke. I just know it's a thing.
You just open the front cover and there's a toilet.
Nailed it.
There you go. That's it. Yeah.
And the realist.
Yeah.
Says this
and then
is not a book.
You said the Henson book is on there, right?
Oh yeah. Or at least I've been told.
By audible.com.
I hear my books with my eyes. But well, I've been told by the athletic people that I work with that are willing to run that Audible is wonderful to run
to animation.
And listen to books at the same time.
That's true.
So there's that.
I was just talking to a guy. He works in this big fancy building. He was walking by an office, and there was an executive with a not only a standing desk, a treadmill desk.
Yeah.
Oh, walking.
Fred Finnan had one of those. He edits on a fucking treadmill.
So he's just as he's
just
cruising. Hey guys, that's how Al Roker lost the weight.
Yeah. Is it really?
It is how Al Roker lost the weight.
Wow.
It was a walking desk.
That's a salty banana.
I think they could get you
no,
a chair.
Al Roker had a gastric bypass.
Well, that's how he's kept it off.
Well, finally, once again, get your free audiobook and kick off your free trial at audiblepodcast.com/Jonah. Thank you so much. That's the kind of a big-timey sponsor we got there.
Yeah, what?
Usually it's Urby Burger.
That's 2014. Like a local brewery or whatever. That shit's for real.
No, we were kind of lying when we said Golden Road was a part of the show. It's
more of a fixture.
Yeah. It's just a dream we have to get a beer sponsor. Except for Neil, he'd rather have fucking fizzy water. What is it? What would you want? Caliber? What do you?
Caliber. Oh, that fake beer.
Neil got me so excited. Where it's like it was after a Meltdown show, and we're all meeting at Jay's bar, and then I'm outside talking to Lawrence, and then Neil comes out. And then has like a beer. He's chugging a beer. And I started laughing so hard and got so excited because I was just about to start drinking. And then he revealed that it was a non-alcoholic beer. You should have kept it going.
Oh, until you drank?
Yes.
Like, ha-ha, broke you.
What kind kind of enabler are you?
I feel
for the love of God.
That'd be really funny if it happened there, but also if you guys were like 20-year AA pals where you've been going.
The AA, getting into AA was just a, like a dare
yeah.
between the two of them to see who would fuck it up first.
Competitive. Sobriety.
There, you got to give your chance.
You know, recently there was
That's like the second step, right? Realizing that your sobriety is competitive.
Stop listing steps.
Recently, I was going through some TBTs on the old gram. And what? Yeah. I was thumbing through the gram. I was like, you know what? I got a good TBT coming up. And then what it was an old picture of probably 12 years ago of me, my old roommate Dan Destructo, and Catherine, all on our porch in San Pedro, or as I'm told it's pronounced San Pedro, which is a twist on an old classic joke of mine. Ask Neil Mahoney. There was the thing that we were all drinking was Miller High Life. So I remember you could get like 32-ounce Miller High Life for 98¢ from the Rite Aid across the street on Gaffey.
What's great about a 32-ounce is it's not going to get like a 40-ounce is going to get warm. You're not going to finish that before it's like a warm guy.
There's a big time gap in that last eight ounces.
It's going to be still kind of chilly.
Yeah.
When you get to 32, but 40, you're just fucked.
Yeah.
Gross. Obviously.
And it's that. Saliva in there. Yeah, exactly. It becomes.
Maybe a cigarette butt. It's just the worst.
There was a good
time. It's happened to all of us. Let's just be honest. Who has not maybe sort of thrown up a lot after drinking a beer and swallowing a cigarette butt? Because I have.
It's called
a Spalding, right?
The time it happened to me. The time it happened to me was so sad because it was just I can't remember what happened. It was just like a thing where I think I just got fired from a job and me and my friend were at this place and it was just like kind of a bummer night. Some shit happened to him. I was like, well, whatever, man. Like, shit happens sometimes. And then I took a swig of a beer and then brought it back down. And I was like, fuck. And he was like, what's wrong? And I just pulled the cigarette butt out of my mouth. And then my friend, Danny. It was Boom Sexy. Danny from the Rolling Blackouts started to gag. Like, he had to run to the bathroom.
Like, if you've ever drank a beer with a cigarette butt in it, it's just full of ash. It's the worst. It happened to me more than one occasion, and I definitely threw up every time. It's gaggy and horrible.
I got one better than that. One time I took a sip, and it was fucking spit and dip.
Oh!
It was fucking horrible.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
One time I took a sip, and it was semen?
Is this like you trying to like... Who did that one?
One up everybody. What if that happened if a dude beat off into a beer cup or whatever? That'd be really cool.
I feel like that's happened.
In a movie called American Pie. I guess this is a good time to get into some music news.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I don't know about this segment, but it sounds exciting.
It's real short today. It's a real short segment.
Ow! Too, but Greg has some.
I can't think of everything or anything really at all.
It's because your mind's clouded with alcohol, son.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Bing one.
I'm calling it by next week. He's going to make us call him Neil X.
Neil X, yeah. So I think we should be playing some more Strife Gorilla Biscuits on the show. All right, so this is your music news. As we talked about before, the singer of ex-girlfriends of Black Jettas won a Golden Globe.
Golden Globe? Don't you mean Golden Globe?
It sounds like the same words to me. I was told like I'm not supposed to say Topeka.
Topeka.
Kansas.
Topeka. No, Topeka, more like Kansas. Like an apostrophe. Topeka.
Topeka.
It's
kind of like Topeka or not Topeka.
Like Topow.
It's like the pudding.
Fuck. Shut up. All of our examples are legitimate, except for everyone else's in mine. Vocalist and keyboardist Christine
McVie
has rejoined Fleetwood Mac after a 16-year absence. To the delight of the band's surviving fans. McVie says she always planned to return to the band. She was just waiting for her grandchildren to finish graduate school.
They're old.
Adam, you've been on the show for a long time.
Push a button.
There we go. Don't do it so indignantly.
Yeah, Adam.
Strip it and dip it.
Yeah.
It's, you know what's going to happen? No, Adam, don't.
Don't give
Neil,
up so
Neil
easy.
Neil takes a licking and listen. Keeps on fucking up. You have to do the same thing.
All right, let's get this. You're going to run into problems, and you can't just give up, man. You got to stick to what you want to do.
There you go.
That was me.
Solid
that was
Vangelis
me. I did that.
Right there.
All right. Blur bass player Alex Smith has announced plans to sell a new soft drink called Britpop. Smith says he will market the soda exclusively to 18 to 34-year-olds in 1994. Not to be outdone, former Oasis guitarist Bonehead will release his own soft drink called Coke Zero. Oh, Bonehead, you're so dumb. And that's your music news.
Hey, let the dogs out.
Oh,
shit.
Now here's
Live Forever.
I didn't steal your jokes. Those are my two jokes.
Did you have jokes? Did you have music news jokes? Oh, it's right time now. For another round.
Who let the dogs out?
Bonehead. Do you want me to read them? What do you want to do?
You want me to do them?
No, I want you to do
them. Okay. UK Stadium Rockers Muse will headline Night 2 of Coachella. You can read more about this in my forthcoming essay. I defy you to name two Muse songs.
Well, there's the old
one and there's the other one.
Hopes for a small hologram performance at Coachella were sadly dashed after event reps refused the late rapper's rider demand for 10,000 hologram cheesesteaks.
Fat.
Look at how hard you're laughing. I'll go straight into three. I don't give a fuck.
That's great. These are great jokes.
I know. They're fucking good. Why do you think I make the
hologram cheesesteaks?
You know, it's solid. Duran Duran have condemned Yoplait for unauthorized use of Hungry Like the Wolf in one of their ads. Singer Simon Le Bon said the band would never allow use of their music to sell yogurt unless that yogurt has, quote, fruit on the bottom. And that's your music news.
That's your music news.
Greg Heller.
Makes everything funny.
I was thinking about this today. I was thinking.
You were thinking today?
I was thinking today. It was a work day.
It was a work day.
If there was...
You lost
if,
it.
If you could... Oh,
go ahead.
They're all laughing at me. Even the ones away from microphones are laughing at me.
Play them off, keyboard cat.
I think Yakety Sax would be the only investment song you could... If you could go out and buy up the rights to Yakety Sax... Right now, I bet you could make your money back by the time you died.
I actually know how much it costs.
How much?
$10,000 to license.
Yep.
It was authored by a man named Boots Randolph.
Yep. Boots Randolph, I knew that.
Correct. Yeah. And if you go on YouTube, there's a thing where you can watch the first 5 minutes of Saving Private Ryan recut to Yakety Sax.
Oh,
and it will
God.
Change your life for the worse.
Neil and I
had respect
a...
my grandfather less now.
Neil and I had a very... talented musician and a writer, Mark Rivers. He did a version. We didn't want to pay for Yakety Sax, so we had him make one, and he called it Yakety Slacks.
Yeah, because it was about a guy with pants.
Yes, it was. About that Coachella. So every time the Coachella lineup comes out, there's always like a big to-do. Everyone always either like shits on or complains or points out it's ridiculous who's playing, but... It really pisses me off that there will be bands, and I know it's because they get so much money, but Neutral Milk Hotel, like that means that's going to be their only LA show.
No, they usually do like a big thing that's like a comeback. Like when Bauhaus did it, they'll do one at Glasshouse.
Yeah, they'll do some secret shows.
Like the day before.
Yeah,
but those are like, I'm not in the know enough to be able to like get
Here's
a hold of
those.
You can't find those fuckers.
Will like put a lockdown on announcing anything, but obviously if they're going to like take the time to rent a rehearsal space, they're going to do more than one show.
That's a good point.
My guess.
Yeah. Outkast are only doing festivals for their reunion. They're doing festivals all over. They're not doing any normal shows, only festivals.
Makes sense.
I mean, yeah, it's easier. It's, you know, you're kind of.
If you're going to do a cash grab, do a fucking cash grab.
Yeah. And make it a party every.
Yeah.
Ladies,
and go
you
first
listening?
Class.
Cash grab, do a cash grab.
Oh. I would like to say right here.
Man, I want
to
burn this house down.
If you say shake it like an Instagram picture, you're a fucking dick.
Has anyone said that?
No, it hasn't.
Or did
yet.
You just say that? So you're a dick.
I would like. I would like to start. Maybe I'm the
we
first
all
person
knew
to
that.
Say it. But if that's in your review, you're a dick. I just want to say that's it.
Oh, he's, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. He was doing some music writer shit.
So you're saying if like this was 3 years ago, if someone said shake it like a hipstamatic picture, you would be just as upset.
Oh,
or
writer,
just or angle it like a MySpace picture.
Shake it like a Zune photograph.
Now, Greg is mad at people in April.
Oh, that's great. Let's take a break with a song. There's a lot of good songs were submitted recently after my appearance on Who Charted, where I just made fun of Howard Kramer for about an hour. But this is a real short 2-minute jam by a band out of where are they from here? St. John's. That's Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
yeah, this
cold.
Is you know early on this
pronounce
show.
Pronounce that right.
What?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. And
no,
did I mess it up?
The second time.
Oh, now
pronunciation episode of Jonah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They call people from their newfies.
Really? How close was Newfoundland to the Cape?
Closer than it is to here.
Okay, this is the band Kick Gut, and this is their this is the song "Breaking the Law," but not a cover. Sorry, Greg Keller.
I was getting mildly excited. I'm hell-bent for leather about this track. Let's
this is
it.
Off the Peter album. This is Kit Kat. Enjoy. That was Kick Gut from Newfoundland. Their tags on Bandcamp are Garage Indie, Newfoundland Punk, St. John's, Wiener Rock, Spaz, St. John's.
That's delightfully Canadian.
Yeah, one of their songs is called 20th Century Canadian Fiction. 20th Century Canadian Fiction. So do the funny part now.
Name an author. Try to name an author.
Margaret Atwood.
Thanks, Rob Delaney. All like right, what's next?
This is a good time to mention, is if you made it this far, you probably already know that Jonah Radio is going to be going up to San Francisco Sketchfest this February 8th at Lost Weekend Video, a show at 1 p.m. We are going to be, our show will have Bobcat Goldthwait, and a live performance for the music will be by the Manx. Come
breaking.
On Yeah, this is our first announcement of that.
Come out and see it, because I don't know how I'm going to engineer it so you can hear it at home.
Yeah, we're not sure how it's going to work, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it
out. Mike's pretty good. Mike and Tommy are both pretty good about.
You know what? Yeah, let's get a hold of them, too. We'll talk about this another time. Neil, do you want me to read you some of the comments on iTunes?
Sure. Ooh, where's the theme song for this?
No,
that's another theme
put
song.
Put some jazz under it.
No, that's for Twitter games, the jazz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what we did?
Ooh.
Thank you.
Was that Duke Ellington?
Wow. Nice. I was singing under some of
Oh, God!
I'll do some Herb Alpert for you.
Oh, man. I will say this to any Jonah Radio fans out there. If you do not own any Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Jazz, you were doing something wrong.
Tijuana Brass, too.
Right. The jazz is the later stuff. It's a little obscure. I wouldn't expect it.
They were on Touch and Go.
Ooh, this is the comment music. This is comment music. I like this.
Here's some. This is from Emilio 916. My only criticism, not enough sound drops.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Wow. Adam's in charge because Ed isn't here.
Hey. Somehow you managed to make both of them feel bad with that.
That's right.
Okay, let's not play all the music at once. Let's just kind of keep it. All right.
Soundboard is my art.
That was Adam hitting that sound drop.
I like having staff.
Shut up, dummy.
There are almost more people working on Neil's side than there are on Jonah's.
Huh?
Well, I'm on your side.
I didn't read all the other comments of people shitting on Neil.
Oh. Is there any shitting on me?
Well, yeah, most, but...
Oh, okay.
On Cash. Is there any shit on Cash ones?
No, never.
That was just one comment. I want to hear more.
I couldn't...
You couldn't find any ones that are negative?
No.
That can be a problem.
What? Edit points.
Well, some were written by Neil, it seems.
Yeah.
There were a few written by Neil, I do know.
I just wrote one. That was like fucking week two or something.
Yeah, here's one. Still great. 5 stars by Z Nails.
Yeah, that's me.
Love the diamonds in the rough here. And by here, I mean this podcast. And by diamonds, I mean Mahona Radio.
Listen, man, I didn't come to Hollywood to make friends. I came here to get rich.
Shut up, dummy.
Gotta get my name out there.
Terribly.
Push the brand.
Push that brand. You know, this is a good time to reach out to the old people that listen to us. The old Jonah.
The old people that listen to us?
The old folks. The old over 30s. Did I say... Did I say the thing that I say when you play that?
No, but I didn't know there was a thing. Because soundboard is not my art.
Oh God, Adam, picking his places.
That was pretty great.
Oh man,
had like a fucking full-on drum fill there.
That is
a fucking pinch hitter coming up in the eighth and just cranking one out.
Oh, you want to hear my Audible books that I have?
Wait, that was last segment.
Your Audible books.
Save it for next week's.
Adam. I just found I actually have audiobooks on here. What
you got? Moby Dick?
It's not gonna play. Sorry. Dud bit. My fault. I was gonna start playing this like self help book I have.
I got the from Audible I bought that girl that was kidnapped for like 12 years in Utah.
What were we going to do, Jonah?
She's
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Jessica, hold on. Cash, what were you talking about?
That she wrote a book about me.
That is not my intent. You were taking it and you were adding a sexy intent to my thing. It was a horrifying story. And all of a sudden, I get hard when I think about it because of the music you're playing.
Sexy intent.
If you go back, I believe you said that you bought the girl. Who?
Wait, with sexy intent.
That's audible.com.
You played the sexy music and Adam played crickets. Yeah, it's like sexy boredom.
Yeah,
it's
like
sexy disinterest.
Have you guys ever seen that porno with Cash in it?
Oh,
Wrap it up.
Train.
All right, this is time for Twitter games.
Twitter games.
All right, this is the time where we reach out to the fans and have them submit some of their own dumb jokes so we don't have to be the ones to take all the blame.
Can we abridge that to listeners? Because I don't know if any of them are fans.
You know what, Neil? You keep on showing up every week, too. You're still here. Yes.
I'm great.
Yeah, he's
I
more
think
of
next
a fan.
Time it should be porno starring Cash because I still can't think of a name for a porno that Cash would be in.
Really?
That's what I've been trying for the past.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good Twitter game.
Are you sure? Wolfman Jack of Wall Street?
Jack of Wall Street.
It's called Tired and Satisfied Ladies 7.
What about just Cash Shot instead of Money Shot?
Okay.
Yeah, let's try. That's a good Twitter game. Let's try and think of
Cash on the dresser.
Yeah. Next week.
Cash on the dresser. Yeah. I like that.
All right. did you see that porn with Cash in it called Gravity?
What happens in it?
I did. I liked it a lot. I thought it was pretty good. I made it. I was so proud of myself yesterday where there's a new eyeliner. There's a new eyeliner by L'Oreal called Blackbuster. And I said, that's what I used to call the Blackbuster in Inglewood. Thanks, everybody. Oh, what? Oh, no. Yeah, I know. It was really good. Really good joke.
Running the soundboard.
All right.
All right.
Twitter game.
Twitter game this week was lesser.
Someone be
bands.
Racist against Christians again. Goes over a lot better.
Lesser bands. The examples being the B-51s, Not So Great White, Smully Smalls.
And who was this submitted by, Neil?
This is by Dan Bearley.
Dan Bearley.
Yeah.
Dan no, it's Dan Early.
So this is lesser bands, Bearley. Bands that are less than the one you've known. Here's one from at underscore Curticon dot 1H. Sure.
Jesus Christ.
Visually impaired melon. Yeah, blind melon. Yeah.
I got at Adam Rodriguez says 310. What did I get? Because it's 311, but it's one less, but it's also an area code.
Yeah, this one's turning out to be quite a dud because no one's into it because people shit it. Right away, undermining.
Oh, that was a good
one.
This
was a good one. Fleetwood PC. Remember when I did that?
Fleetwood PC, that's quality. Is that you, Neil?
I know. It's a guy named Mr. Grumpy something or other.
Lady Corner. Hey, we've had a lot more aggressive.
We also had Fleetwood IBM. That's kind of a parallel thought, but I like IBM better.
All right. Ed A. Salazar says, no inch nails.
That's because it's nine less.
Oh, this is a good one. Blue Oyster Club.
Okay, here's
maybe Fear the Reaper.
That's a song.
Lesser song. Lesser
band. I'll take it next level.
All right.
George Tanner says Frankie goes to Oxnard.
Local reference, but I like it. I like Oxnard reference.
At TV's Matt B says the mighty middle management tones.
At Sterno Shot says one seagull.
Oh, instead of a flock of seagulls.
Okay.
That's a
joke. I was thinking of Ty Seagull.
Motion City inspired by the film.
Peter Paul.
And you will know us by the trail of tired.
Good. See,
you know why we didn't laugh is because you said it
during
earlier.
The break.
Hold on, I got one.
This is what warned you about.
Near the driver.
Hey,
that's a good one.
All right. Here's one from at Eat Your Cilantro. This bike is a bike. That's pretty good, as opposed to this bike is a pipe bomb.
George Tanner again goes with.
We're trending in
the went went
Australia.
We're trending in Australia.
Lesser Bands is trending in Melbourne.
Oh.
Or Melbourne, sorry.
The hoodoo teachers. That's for Australia, you fuckers. Jesus Christ. Hold on. 10 p.m. oil. Australia all night. Near excess?
Men at play.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Kelly Out of Context says, second eye astigmatism.
Third eye blind.
Third eye blind.
Oh, there it is.
Where is it? At Crest 77, Jimmy Eat Continents.
What has this turned into, Catherine?
A stinky game.
All right, that's it for Twitter Games. Thank you so much for tuning in. God, you guys are a couple of fucking Anthony Jeselniks and Nick Diamonds wrapped into one.
I'm Marvin Uncertain Sexuality.
Still going.
Gay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's break for a song.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Do you want to tell it?
It's a fun. It's a pun game. You know,
most like, is fun. Tinnitus?
Puns aren't
tinnitus.
Supposed to be laugh out loud. Puns. They're just supposed to be fun.
This is a good one.
Puns are pun.
Plastilica.
We got it, Adam.
Mackle, not so much.
KRS 0.5.
slash intercept.
Slow ball. That's terrible.
That is sorry. Terrible.
Primal talk.
We're gonna listen to a song by Secret Beach.
I'm fucking gonna keep doing
it's called
The Quiet Faces.
It's called Nice Person. It's off the album Turn It Off. Ready?
Yep.
Go in it now. Jog DMC.
Fussy fading as it arrives. Anything that I do will send it away. And I'm afraid to sigh, to deem it weak, and keep the boulevard from taking my place. I wish for success and health to all my friends, my family, but not myself. I wish for success and health to all my friends, my family, but not myself. Seriously shift, maybe we could slow down. Maybe we could slow it down. It's my nice person isn't meant to come around. A nice time to seriously drift off and we slow it down. Maybe that's what it's all about. Fussy, fading as it arrives. Anything that I do will send it away.
You got to pick up the mic.
All right, that was
that
Secret
was not
Beach.
For everyone's ears.
Well, you still got to respect the
it was
song
like
is
a
over.
Baby's arm holding an apple.
Jesus Christ.
And welcome back to Huge Cock Talk.
Yeah. Let's talk about big dicks. We do.
By the way, Neil, have you worn the shirt I brought you back from Spain?
Did you give it to me on the first podcast that yes. we did with... Yeah, I have no recollection of that podcast, nor where that shirt is.
I think it's around here somewhere.
It's around
it?
Here somewhere. I think we got it over
this
there.
This one right here.
There it is.
Oh, there
oh
it
that
is.
Was for me?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks, Cash.
Sure.
So here's a fun thing that happened once a long time ago with Catherine and I. We're real good buds.
That preface by me just saying, like, I felt like this story was going to come up because I feel like a lot of times when we hang out, this story comes up because it's super funny to us all the time. But then I'm also semi like we tell it a lot.
Yeah, we do. But we.
But
we
I feel like it's
them.
Worthwhile.
Yeah. Well, so Catherine was dating this guy in a band.
Let's call him. Mabe.
Mabe White?
Mabe.
Mabe. Or Jabe. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, so you're dating Stephen Perkins.
And this guy's
also watching a lot of Tommy Boy at the
time. Well, it's like that was kind of like we became friends because we'd always reference Tommy Boy, the movie.
And I also
not
had
the
Dodge.
Record label. You had an old Dodge. The what was it called? The something.
It was
tomato?
Like a B body, which is the same body as the Plymouth that David Spade drives in that movie. My car was a Dodge Coronet, 1967 Dodge Coronet, and I was like very proud of it, and I felt fancy because I knew how to work on it and stuff. So,
yes, you would always talk about it, yeah.
Right, and so we took it. We went to a show. We went to a show that Jabe was playing in.
Yes, and
in Orange County, and
it was a real bad
wasted.
Show.
Yeah, we're and both I was wasted. Like, take a look at my engine. I'm a girl that knows about engines, and I'm going to open up the hood of my car and show it to a lot of people in a parking lot.
Yeah, so we're in the parking lot behind the venue, and there's, like, all these guys, you know, like being able to talk about cars with Catherine. And then
I was also, like, the only girl that they knew, maybe. Like, I felt like that for, like 10 years of hanging out with Jonah. I was like, I feel like I might be the only girl that some of these people know.
Yeah, a lot of, like, that was, like, for those guys. Yes. It was just, like, there was this, not a lot of girls hanging out. And it was, and then a guy with a camera showed up, and then like
from the OC Weekly.
Then everyone was just started like posing on the car, and like it was like a bunch of us. It was probably like six of us posing, and then the guy's like, "Take off your pants." Then mostly everybody just took off their pants, including Catherine, who's just like
funny.
One of the dudes at this point.
It was funny. It was not. There was nothing sexy about what was going on whatsoever.
You don't have to tell me. And it was just like a bunch of guys and Catherine. And everyone's just
funny
like,
when it's somebody demands that you take your pants off and you do it.
Yeah. No one demanded. I think somebody like took their pants down and they were wearing gross boxers. It was very like white trash tubes and a bean style record cover, no pants.
Yeah, it was just a real
strip
like real silly thing.
And
but
dip
then,
it.
So there's I think I was like it was me and then like other guys and then Catherine. Everyone's like leaning up against the thing all in her underwear. And then the guy's taking pictures, and then the guy that she's dating just comes out, was like, "Hey, we just played." she wasn't even in
I was
there.
Like, I don't have pants on. Yeah. Hey, great job.
Yeah, and then like he's like, "Well, we're wrapping up." She's like, "Well, I'm too drunk to drive my car," and then throws the keys at him.
I don't remember that.
Oh, this guy just got off from playing in front of a ton of people, feeling like the king of the world.
It wasn't a ton of people.
Okay, well,
it was in Orange County at a place called the Lava Lounge.
Yes.
Ooh, so that sounds like real. It could be a huge place in Orange County.
So like, it's like we're all going back to San Pedro, I think, to just kind of keep on partying. And then
just me and Jonah are in the car with Jabe.
Yes.
And he is
driving,
and Jonah and I are in the back seat together. Just
limo
laughing.
Style.
As hard as we can, and quoting Tommy Boy, talking
we're literally just at that moment quoting Tommy Boy lines, and then out of nowhere, while we're driving down this like weird back road highway, the fucking hood of the car just flies up.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yes. It was so perfect. I was like, I couldn't pray to any god and make something this good happen.
And the fact that none of us freaked out, he was just like, you know, white knuckling, just like, oh. We're just like laughing and joking around.
You can't latch the hood too well if you don't take the can out.
Yeah,
Catherine, swear to God, you're worthless.
Catherine and me, like the hood goes up and he sighs, so he pulls over. But without missing a beat, Catherine says the line from the movie. And I go, "I'm sorry, I'm trying my best."
Yeah. And amazing. Then, I was a terrible person.
Yeah. And, but the best part was that we were such assholes at that moment. That like we like a life threatening situation happened and we're just quoting movies. Yeah,
couple of scamps.
That guy's a good guy.
Good guy.
He's a real good guy.
Really nice.
Great
person.
Drummer. Great musician.
Who? Gabe.
Jabe. Drummer. Right.
Yeah. Drummer. Guitar player.
Lots of things.
Yeah, he's in a new band. It's really good.
Is he?
Sure.
Is it Cozy Powell?
What?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's Cozy Powell.
Is it Carmine Appice? Which Appice brother were you dating?
What did you like? What was your favorite record last year, Greg?
You know, I don't want to ride the chalk on this one, but it was the
I'm
Vampire
sorry, what
Weekend
does that mean?
Record. It just means I don't want to agree with everybody. My favorite record was the Vampire Weekend record.
Hey, wait, Mike, that was yours too.
That was mine too. I loved it.
Wait, it turns out you're riding the chalk.
Oh, record. Michael Cronin, hands down.
Yeah, MC2, MCII.
It was a wonderful album.
It is a
Fiddler album from last year.
It was January. That it was on no list because of how early in the year it came out.
That is my number one from a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
From a Bullet?
From a Bullet.
Okay.
Yeah. I also really loved the King Cruel record.
Really?
I loved that record. Yeah. I listened to it many, many, many times.
Yeah. I checked out a couple times and I realized the kid was like 16 and I just kind of couldn't get into it.
He's fucking crazy, crazy talented.
Well, Michael Cronin's not that old. How old is Michael Cronin?
He's like 25.
Oh, yeah. Is he?
Oh, okay. I thought I
yeah,
I
our age.
I saw him a couple of weeks ago. He looked younger than that.
Oh, wait. You saw Michael Cronin?
Yeah, I saw him with Red Cross.
Oh, wait, that's
with,
right.
With Jim Hamilton.
That's right.
Ran into Jim Hamilton randomly and said.
So what's the why the Vampire Weekend record like so much? I'm surprised by that. Like, actually, no, both of you are very surprised.
I'm extremely surprised by it because I didn't really like their first two records that much. I thought they were fine, but I almost kind of wrote them off as being like a novelty band.
Yeah. I like all the records. Don't get me wrong. I just, it's, you know, I think I was, when I posted my top 10 list and I couldn't believe how many people were like, no Queens of the Stone Age, no Arcade Fire.
Although I did notice you didn't put, Islands on there.
Yeah, but it's a great record.
It's number 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's number 11.
Did you number 11 did you, from
is
a
that
bullet
up on your list?
It's in my top 10. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good record. It's a really good record.
I thought Vampire Weekend just kind of found another gear and they made like a very complete record that I listened to repeatedly from beginning to end. That was super beautiful. Yeah. No, I was just really blown away by it.
I like their influences. They show their influences of Reggie Watts on there.
They kind of did actually. Mike, what were your thoughts on it?
I don't know. I can't analyze it. I just loved it.
Do you guys know? What
I enjoyed it very.
You're
much.
You're a real bodhisattva over there.
Yeah.
I think I heard it from you guys, but do you guys know what the biggest selling record of last year was?
Justin Timberlake.
2.5 million.
That's all it sold. Yeah. The biggest record of last year.
And they used to sell 8.
Yeah, Tony Thaxton told us that.
Oh, that's right, Tony Thaxton.
That's right,
told us
that. And.
2.5 million.
That's why the Melvins are able to chart now. That's what I was saying before, is that it's there's so few records being sold that the Melvins are getting on the Billboard charts.
Yay. I also loved the new Action Bronson record, Party Supplies 2. I love that record.
The newest white, bald, bearded rapper to come out of the scene, Action Bronson.
I don't know.
Not to be confused with
Action.
Everyone from Action
Lesser
Jackson
Vance. Not that Action Bronson.
He's the lesser Ghostface.
I saw a
new
country rap guy on Bar Rescue with John Taffer last week, so I expect him to be bursting through anytime.
Who's he? What's he?
You never watched Bar Rescue with John Taffer?
No.
Oh.
Tell me about it.
Adam, I'm not taking that from you. Bar Rescue from...
Why aren't you taking that from my brother? You take what you get from my brother. You take what I give you.
Family comes first.
Oh. I don't want to do this anymore for after that look.
All right, we're going to take a break with a song by a band called Broncho. It's a submitted song. Getting a lot of great songs. I really appreciate everybody sending their stuff. But remember, if your band isn't that good, don't send in a song. Just do me a favor, all right? This is Try Me Out Sometime by Broncho.
Get out.
Broncho.
I like Broncho.
Yeah, I like Broncho too. Harkening back to the punk rocks, to punk rock's garage glory days of the 70s and early 80s, Oklahoma outfit Broncho captures the aggression, DIY authenticity, and youthful exhilaration of a bygone era and then drags it by the hair into the here and now.
And
you know
now.
What? Really
well
quick.
Said, Jonah.
Real quick, though, Broncho. Real quick. Take that off your fucking Bandcamp. and maybe that's from a review. If it is, please cite it. No one likes, like, it's like, it's never fun to have to talk about your music style.
Yeah.
Or it's
yeah.
like, you know, and I get it. I had to deal with that when I was in bands. And also now in the comedy, like, what's your comedy style? I was like, I don't know. I try to be funny.
It's fucking hard to talk about yourself on a resume. Like, I have a lot of experience with Excel. Like, it's just the fucking words. I don't want to talk about
yeah.
how great they are.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's tough.
I want a job that I could grow at.
Yeah. yeah.
My skills include being organized.
Yes.
And that's what Broncho should have on there.
Yeah.
We know Excel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm too much of a perfectionist.
I don't know. If I was to give one negative, it would just be that I love to work way too hard.
Yeah.
Will you guys write my OkCupid profile?
What?
I said, will you write my OkCupid profile? It sounds like you guys got some.
Should we look up more people on Lulu?
Why is music not playing right now? Who's working the soundboard?
Oh,
your
man.
Your OkCupid profile is going to include Excel and being organized. Good luck with that.
I bet there is like
it's
a
one
type
of the
of
eight
lady,
things
though.
I can't live without.
I got to ask, like, because the Lulu thing keeps coming up. If you guys do read the reviews, like, because it's sourced from a site, do you still protect the names that you're...
Oh, we've only read mine and Matt's.
Oh, okay.
And Matt won't sue because he's a nice guy, and I won't sue because...
What are you talking about?
What?
Soundboard is my...
Do you know what Lulu sue? Is?
No.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know what it was either, because...
Well, you're happily married.
Yes, exactly. I'm.
Lulu, what is that?
Neil, it's Neil's favorite thing.
You hope that you. It's a sex hookup.
No, it's like it's like Yelp for boyfriends.
Yeah,
but it's like it's very like. It's like it's very casual because it's like you can only like review people in these like weird pre-chosen hashtags, so they're all like kind of like vague.
That's like, the fucking problem with Yelp is like every single fucking thing on Yelp has like 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
Oh no. This is not the same
like
problem. No, you're on a scale of like 1 to 10, and then like the.
And everyone's a 5.
No.
No, what? Cash is what were you a 2 point?
Hey.
Hey.
I was a 6.9. Thank you very much.
That's right. You were 6.9, and Matt Myra was a 9.
Yeah, there's some outliers that
Matt
are,
Myra
that are
was
weird.
A, was a what?
9.4,
I think, a 9.4.
Yeah. Have you each had like one review though, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd say, like, honestly, like the thing for me is, if I were a guy, I'd be bummed out to be on there because that means I'm dating the kind of girls that would write reviews.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
That would bum the shit.
Shots fired.
Sounds like the
Lulu
users. You guys have only ever dated one person.
Yeah.
What's that?
Is it just like you have one ex-girlfriend and she dated you?
No. Shots fired.
That was what Kumail said too. He's like, "Oh yeah, obviously there's one review because you've only dated one person." Well, fuck you. I'm 34. I've been through a few.
I've dated
7 people.
You know, if you get Lulu Plus, you can date guys who are still in theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's great. That's really good. Mike, so you're a comedy writer. You've been doing comedy writing for a long time. That's how we met. And now, but you're getting back into music. You're since the Smarties. When was the last time you were in an actual music group?
Well, I play with Wade and Wade Randolph and my friend Steve Fain once in a while.
Are you talking about shoegaze hero Wade Randolph?
That's right. He left Camcorder.
Oh, he's not in Camcorder anymore.
Breaking
Camcorder.
Nope. And
we gotta have him.
We were trying to think of a band name, and I suggested. We call it Hot Ricky and the Shake-O-Matics. And whenever we play, we're like, so sorry, Hot Ricky couldn't be here tonight. he feels terrible.
So it's just the Shake-O-Matics.
But we're going to play tonight. But I played in a band called Kitty Carlisle with some friends, too. And
oh, really? Remember when you, me, and Greg were supposed to, like, there was one email exchange when we were all working at the Comcast network of like, let's do it, let's start a band, yeah. And then that was it.
But we've been talking about it again.
We started again, getting a lockout.
I'm ready to do that too.
Yeah.
But it's going to have to be on this side of town, Greg.
It's fine with me, Jonah.
You winced. Like, I'm surprised you didn't break your neck with
that
wince.
I'm married now. If this thing has to be in Pacoima, I'm ready to do it.
Pacoima is like you're an old-timey comedian. Things in Pacoima, I'm going to go to it.
That was
Rancho Cucamonga.
That was the city Brody Stevens had to say in the Brody Stevens interview challenge. If you're
factoid, just catching up. So yeah, that was a thing that I want to get a lockout space because I want to buy a drum set.
Well, the best thing about lockouts is walking around the lockout and listening to all the double bass happening. Like, every band in every lockout Amazing. Is a death metal band.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's mostly.
I told Jonah this before, but my old band. The people who rehearsed on the other side of the wall were the Melvins. When we lived in San Francisco.
Wait,
and they were
really?
So loud.
They're so cool.
I'm pretty cool.
Tell her about...
I just scratched the surface.
Tell her about Greg Heller now.
Yeah, tell her about Greg Heller now.
That was pretty cool. Buzz's hair?
No, but...
How could you not? You're in a room with him. You touched that hair.
I wanted to touch it so bad.
He was in the next room, really. But they were so loud that we couldn't rehearse at the same time as they did. Because of how loud. In the other room.
Yeah, but then you were like, I'm hearing the Melvins for free a bunch all the time. And then you were like,
that's
sure.
True.
Right.
It's not that cool. You're paying like 300 bones a month.
I really did listen.
Thank you, King
Buzzo. I would listen to the double bass, like death metal band sometimes. Just like, this is actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I like a lockout. I want to do a lockout too.
I'm with you. I like a lockout.
I like a lockout.
I don't mind.
I like a lockout. Lockout is a thing to say.
Hold on. I think I know what channel he's on.
Jonah, you do not currently own a drum kit?
I don't.
Jonah plays ukulele because he's from Hawaii.
No, I don't even know how to do that.
Jonah, there's a drum set in my living room right now.
Do you want me to take it?
No, it's my neighbor's, but we've been jamming in my living room.
Oh, really?
Because we have the organ and accordion.
Probably 15 years ago, and I didn't know how to play Bad Fish by Sublime, so I was booted from the garage.
It's B-A.
Well, it's different now.
First, tighten your snare.
Quack.
It's something about... I miss playing music for the sake of playing music. I miss just being able to play the drums. I'm going to buy a kit from Tony Thaxton because he has extra kits. Because he's got like 4 drum sets. That he's not using.
Because he's retired at age 30.
He's not 30.
He's not?
No.
He looks fantastic if he's not
30. He's really old. He's like Neil's age.
Oh, Jesus. I better than Neil.
Shots. So he's selling his stuff because he's dying? I'm the oldest person in here.
Do you still make songs? Like,
I still write and record music almost weekly.
Really?
Yeah. I still do I guess it's getting a little sad now. But
why is it sad?
Well, I'm just saying I do them. It's just something I do. I think of songs and I write them and I record them all the time. Yes.
That's fine. That's great.
No, it's
what
great.
Else is I, there? You know, you just, no, you just, you can,
it's fun.
If you're a painter, you just paint and you fucking paint and you fucking put it away.
It's true.
Yeah, put that shit away.
It's about the process. It's not
will
about
you,
fucking
will you bring
anything.
Some of them on the show for us?
Yeah, totally.
You put them on a band camp?
Yeah,
no,
put them on.
Put them on a MySpace.
Put them on a band camp.
It's just something I do. I just think of songs and I write them and I record them and then I put them aside.
Me too. No, I just
upload them on Friendster.
It's like, what does the song consist of? It's just a guitar and you sing it.
Basically, like, if, I'm
how many tracks? How many tracks?
Drunk. It sounds like this.
Really?
Voice.
You've had an entire fucking like flask of Jameson and 4 beers, and you're now just starting to get drunk.
Most of the songs sound like Paul Westerberg.
Oh, no shit?
I was going to add something to it, like but just him. and then I read
if
a lot
Paul
of
Westerberg
songs
was
about
sad.
Things that would like make you hate me more. Like, oh, this injustice was done to me. This subsequent injustice was done to me. A lot of nostalgia.
Waiting for somebody?
Yeah, like that kind of shit. But there are, many of them are excellent songs, but it's too late. The ship sailed, you know?
What ship? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Robert didn't get rich until he was like 80.
I don't want to get rich.
No, you can't. Well, you can't be on MTV? What the fuck are you thinking? What do you want?
Geez, it's Jonah Radio, isn't it?
That's where Hollywood comes to let it go.
Greg wants someone to fuck up so bad right now.
I want to be understood. That's what my therapist keeps telling me. This is fucking weird. What am I doing? I just want to be understood.
Oh, no. He's standing up.
Sorry, I don't understand.
At Dong Attack on Twitter.
No, but that's great. I mean, like, it's like, what are you trying to say? Like, you seem really uncomfortable. And Mike's doing the same
I'm
thing.
I'm not really uncomfortable. I'm actually really comfortable doing it. But
cause really, because your body, voice, and words are saying other things.
It's just like if you have to take a piss, you take a piss, and then the piss is over with. If I have to write a song, I write it, and I record it, it's over with.
Yeah.
He peed in your yard earlier. I saw
twice. I'm about to do it again.
Nah, people do that. You know, Ruby does it all the time.
I don't feel weird telling you that, but I feel like you care. I'm pointing to the end of that, you don't?
No.
Okay.
Everyone does.
All right.
Everyone does. Yeah. It's fine.
What have we ever like done or talked about where I'm like, well, don't tell the old wife about this?
But I should tell everyone that it's not gross out there. It's like a nice backyard. It's not like you're like everyone pisses out there. Like it's just gross out there.
I like the idea that everyone listening to this is like, hold up. It must be disgusting out there. Oh, wait, hold on. Catherine's saying something. Oh, it's not that bad. Good thing.
I mean, in my mind, I was like, ew, gross. Like everyone pisses out there, but it's like a nice backyard. It's not like
I feel like the yard got a lot nicer post-Bing.
Not like muddy.
Anyway, like the first couple times I was over here, I was like, man, that dude needs to fucking hawk some browsers. And the fucking next time I was over here, I was like, oh, shit.
Bing, it's a search engine,
not a browser.
Come on. Come on.
Although you can build it into your search.
You know what made
Greg at Netscape Heller.
There was really, we did, it was the wedding that made the...
Let me ask Jeeves about that. What?
Yeah, I do all that. I do all that browser humor that you talk about.
I got that browser humor covered.
What voice is that?
What was that?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
The last 20 minutes is like an epilogue of Jonah Radio.
Yeah, let's pull the plug.
You're done?
Yeah, let's put this bitch down.
What is the voice you keep on doing?
He also smacked his forehead into the mic the sad talk.
It's very Wesley Willis of you.
Also, should be noted that since the last time I was out here for this, like the foam on the microphone is starting to droop. Piss. There's like an obtuse angle happening between the back and the front of the microphone.
You think this foam is weird? You should take a look at my couch at home.
Pacoima.
Take a look at my couch at home. Could
take
be
a look
name.
At my couch.
That could be the porn. Take a look at my couch at home. It's the worst.
Leave a load on my couch.
I didn't say that.
What? The cash
the
porn?
Porn?
Yeah,
porn,
that's actually a really good idea.
Drooping microphone.
I'm either going to be empowered by it or depressed by it for a week.
Empowered. Fucking Lena Dunham over
Deanna
here.
Hey, it's been a great time. Thank you so much. Adam.
What happened?
What a fucking seamless...
Christ on the cross, Rodriguez. Just push the button.
Oh, Mahomes is so smug right now. What are you doodling over there?
Hold on.
He's working on his gallery. No.
It's a face.
No, it's Guy Smiley from Sesame Street.
Oh, my friend Flack was terrified of Guy Smiley as a child.
Flack is a weird, weird guy.
I would like show him a friend what he was.
I would empower myself by drawing him.
It's a step. It's one of the steps.
Yes.
Draw your anti-hero.
Well, anti-hero is...
Sweet cherry pie.
Do you have all the Smarty stuff on Bandcamp?
No, I couldn't. It wouldn't. I put it on there. Actually,
I actually have the album on my.
Yeah, I want to play that. Yeah, because I don't know which computer it's on. I want.
There's a Tumblr Smarties page with three or four songs on it. The Smarties. I don't know what's on there.
You're keeping the whole section.
Hey, co-host.
Yeah, what's up?
Fill the time, huh?
I fucking hit a walk-off grand slam there. You guys fucking drove this train into a wall.
Just the smarties.tumblr, I guess.
So go to the smarties.tumblr.gov, was it?
.gov, .uk, .gov again.
.gov again. Hold on, Cash has got something to say.
Yep,
there it is.
Yeah.
So that's Greg Peck, Michael Riley, and God's Song.
I ever tell
Michael Riley, Michael Riley.
I've played Michael Riley on it before, but I'm going to do it again.
Greg Peck.
Greg Peck is also great. But there's only three right here.
Make It Glow, by the way, is the best Smarties song. You have to hunt it down, hunt it down.
And then he puts the mic down. I want to, hey, it's been a really good time. I want to thank our guests, Mike Henry, Deanna Rooney, Catherine Peterson.
Yay!
Greg fucking Heller Knight.
I'm a Peterson too, sort of.
I'll be back next month.
Yeah. You are always welcome to come. You know that, right?
I better be.
Music journalist and professional asshole. I want to thank audible.com for being our sponsor. Blue Collar Distro if you want any of the merch for the show. Also, if you liked any of the bands that were played on the show, please do us a favor and go and buy their music, buy their t-shirts, buy whatever you can. Go see them live. It makes a huge difference, and it keeps bands sending us stuff to us, and it's a really fun thing.
Get involved.
Yeah. Greg Barron, actually, we played his band, the Reigning Monarchs, and they had a real big uptick in their sales. And be sure to see us in San Francisco.
Yeah, come out.
And
make us February change 8th. Venues.
You want
to sell out Cobbs.
No. That's impossible. But yeah, see us in... Oh, and also we're nominated for Best Music Commentary Podcast.
Go over to Stitcher
Awards.
Yeah. Surrender your Facebook rights to Stitcher and allow them to
vote for us
because
it would be ridiculous if we won. And I want to thank everybody that came tonight. We apologize for the first episode.
Oh,
and we're going to end this episode with a song by the Smarties, Mike.
Mike Henry's the band.
Former band. Listen for when is that new EP coming out?
A month or so.
In a month or so?
Mike Henry does it again.
We're going to end the show on a different song by a different band.
Mike Henry never does it.
We're going to end the song in my favorite Smarties song, Michael Riley. This is a great song. And remember to please support all the bands.
All right.
Goodbye.
AK-47, gone, not forgotten.